Good morning. Another sunny and dry start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone waking up in the middle and upper 50s in the northern half of the area and some lower 60s in the southern half. We also are seeing some locally dense fog in valley locations, primarily in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and portions of southern New England. Sunshine will dominate once again with high pressure in control, although today some high to mid-level clouds may pinwheel in from the south as a storm system begins to make an approach from that direction. It'll stay dry, however, and warm, and with a touch more humidity, high temperatures will reach into the upper 80s on average. Partly cloudy and a more summer-like feel tonight. It'll be milder and a bit more muggy with lows back into the lower to mid-60s. On Friday, that system from the south will edge closer and we will have a mix of sun and clouds and increased humidity. It'll be very warm to hot and humid with an isolated thunderstorm possible in the afternoon and highs close to 90. In fact, as that system opens up and drifts over us over the weekend, we'll have the same type of weather for both Saturday and Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, very warm to hot and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll emphasize that most of the time over the weekend will be dry for most places, although we do run the risk of that shower and storm as highs reach into the middle and upper 80s. A cold front will approach from the west early next week and combine with that weak disturbance to produce a slightly better chance of a few showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny and humid with highs in the mid to upper 80s once again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper-level low responsible for the soaking rain in the Carolinas the last several days will gradually weaken as it begins to move slowly toward the north. The associated scattered showers and storms are expected to edge slowly to the north and west across the mid-Atlantic, central Appalachians, eastern Ohio Valley, and into the lower Great Lakes. The highest chance of rain is expected to be across parts of the mid-Atlantic and along the central and southern Appalachians, where an inch or more of rain can be expected through Friday evening. Meanwhile, off and on showers and thunderstorms will continue across the Carolinas. Farther south, a good chance of showers and storms will linger over much of the Florida Peninsula through Friday. In contrast, hot conditions will spread east from the northern plains toward the upper Midwest, where high temperatures will soar up into the 90s for the next couple of days. Some parts of the central high plains could also make a run for the triple digits. Severe weather will again be possible from the central plains to the upper Midwest today as a cold front approaches. Behind this front, a large cold air mass will dominate much of the western United States. In fact, more mountain snow can be expected over portions of the northern Rockies. Many places in this region will see temperatures of more than 20 degrees below normal during the day. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with mostly sunny skies and 54 degrees with a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 58, 84% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.19 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 24 at Incline Valley, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly cloudy with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, mid-70s. Boston, mostly sunny in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with the risk of a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 71, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still just 56 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is now 1.64 inches below normal, and 12.85 inches for the year, which is 4.13 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 57. The record high, 97, set in 1957 and 2018, and the record low 39 in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, an isolated thunderstorm, and more humid in the upper 80s to around 90. A mix of sun and clouds, warm, humid, both weekend days with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs Saturday and Sunday in the mid to upper 80s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and humid both days in the upper 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.